Good morning. We are here. It is December the 17th, 2013. Full moon in Gemini, sun in Sagittarius. Under the auspices of a Jupiter-Saturn trine. Let us begin. We would say a theme at this time is the idea of widening frontiers, opening up new lands, opening up new horizons for your experience. And that opening up of new has this idea also that there's a limit to the new. When the West was opened to the Americans, to the Europeans who came here, and they knew they could just go out into that big land and move into it, there was an ocean on the other end that would stop their expansion. And so we want you to see this big opening as the Jupiter in the trine, and the limitation of the continent as Saturn, bringing in that idea of a limit to your expansion. Now, to many that might be troublesome, the idea that there's a limit. But when you can see a new horizon and understand that it has a boundary, that can give you a sense of stability. And that's what the push and pull of infinite horizon and boundary can do. So we want you to see it like a balloon, like a rubber balloon that is going to have a lot more air put into it. The air is going to push the balloon out and then stop. Now the balloon is bigger, but it has a boundary. And so we want you to see that, because that is what's going on with all of this energy that is coming in. It is coming in and it is pushing the limitations out further. And so many of you are going to feel that as a kind of freedom, and yet a little bit scary because of the amounts of freedom, because of the idea that maybe it's too big. And we want you to think in terms of it is just big enough for the expansion in you to move into. The universe does not waste. And so if it creates this huge bubble of experience, it's because you are big enough to move into it. And so we want each and every one of you to think of yourselves as going from a very constricted room into moving into another house. How many of you have had the experience of maybe being in a small apartment and then finding your first home? And all of a sudden, everything you own goes into that home and it looks sparse. When you were in your apartment, you had no room for anything. Now you're in this new building and things stretched out, and now your possessions and your belongings make it look sparse. So you will have that room now to let your talents, your interests, your passions move into. And so that is what's going on here. There's this big expansion happening, and it is creating an environment for the energies to bring you into, so that you can go into this place with more energy and be able to expand into it. And this will all make more sense in the coming moons as you discover more and more and more of the interests that others have been having. You see, there are many on the planet who have interests that they don't realize, or some do, the implications of these interests when they move into this expanded reality. It's like Alexander Graham Bell, when he was building the telephone, he was in an attic experimenting with his friend, and they got this telephone thing to work. And then they moved into the bigger world, and next thing you know, they was too small to make this big leap, and so many got into the business and began the expansion of telephones into the larger world. So you have all been working on something, whether it is whatever your passions are, and they seem small. But then you will bring them into this place where it is much bigger, and you will discover that your small piece has to really expand into this new area. Very much like gas. You ever heard gas expands into the area it is in? It's very true. This gaseous energy is now going to, that has been pepped up, is now going to move and go, into this much larger expanse. And as you begin to realize what people are bringing in, see, when you're in this tight little room, everybody kept bringing things in, and you were like, there's no room. There's no room. We got no wall to hang that picture on. We got no place to put that chair. But now, you're going to find yourself in this place where, put the chair anywhere you want. Plenty of wall space. Put up a few pictures. Paint bigger ones so they'll be able to see them. That kind of allowing is what's coming. Because people will have the resources, people will have the energy to feed those passions and expand them. And you will discover, many of you, that there are others who have been waiting for what you have. They didn't know it, or maybe they did, but they're going to discover you, whoever you are, and they're going to say, wow, you've been busy. Look at what you've been doing. This is very interesting. Let's help you expand it. And so be aware of that probability. Of course, there's an opposite to that, which is you can expand so far that you fall off a cliff, and that is where Saturn comes in. Saturn is the rigid, authoritarian. And so there will be some pushback that will keep you within certain boundaries. But keep in mind, the large area inside is so large that if you are it's like gas hitting the side of a boundary. It just bounces off and back into that big expanse. Don't see your job as pushing beyond Saturn's enclosure. Saturn is trying to keep you in a place where you can become more disciplined and professional, might be a good term for it, accomplished, whatever. You're going to learn to be accomplished, professional, in the expansion of what you're doing. So it won't be just willy-nilly running until you fall off a cliff. You'll run, and then you'll turn back and you'll run again in the other direction. And you'll build your muscles and you'll build your abilities in that new expanse of freedom. So, we believe this is our last moon channeling of the year, but we will do another one on the solstice, which is not far away. And we will have a message for you at that time. So we would like to say at this time, Happy New Year. Happy holidays to those who are preparing for the festivities of this time of year. And we will say, see you next year. Of course, we will have a message in a few more days, but it will not be a very long message. And we thank you. We thank each and every one of you who take the time to listen to us. Because we are here to be of service to you. And to the extent that we have accomplished that, we are grateful. Good day to all of you.